Proverbs chapter 15. A gentle answer turns wrath away, but a grievous word arouses anger. The tongue of the wise makes good use of knowledge, but the mouth of fools utters stupidity. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, observing the bad and the good. A calming tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness with the tongue is spiritual shipwreck. A fool scorns his father's correction, but he who respects reproof will act prudently. The house of the righteous man is great wealth, but the income of the wicked man will bring trouble. The lips of the wise broadcast knowledge, but the heart of fools is dishonest. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. The way of the wicked man is an abomination to the Lord, but he loves him who pursues righteousness. Correction is baneful to him who leaves the way, and he who hates reproof will die. The grave and destruction are before the Lord. How much more the hearts of the sons of Adam? The mocker does not love him who reproves him. He does not go to the wise. A joyful heart makes the face cheerful, but in a sorrowful heart is a dejected spirit. An astute mind seeks knowledge, but a fool's face feeds on nonsense. All the days of a poor man are bad, but he of a good heart has a continual banquet. It is better to have little with fear of the Lord than great treasure, but turmoil with it. A meal of vegetables, where there is love, is better than a fatted ox where there is hatred. A bad-tempered man will stir up strife, but forbearance quietens a quarrel. The way of the lazy is a hedge of thorns, but the path of the upright is a highway. A wise son brings joy to the father, but a foolish man despises his mother. Foolishness is joy to the weak-minded, but a man of understanding walks in uprightness. Projects fail for lack of consultation, but you will prosper if you have plenty of counsellors. A man's joy comes from the aptness of his speech, and how good a word in season is. The way of life to the sensible is upwards, so as to avoid the grave below. The Lord will pluck the house of the proud away, but he will appoint an estate for the widow. The thoughts of the evil man are an abomination to the Lord, but pleasant words are pure. He who engages in robbery brings trouble on his household, but he who hates bribes will live. A righteous heart meditates on how to give an answer, but the mouth of the wicked exudes evil things. The Lord is far away from the wicked, but he hears the prayer of the righteous. The light of the eyes makes the heart glad, and a good report heard nourishes a person. An ear that hears reproof which gives life will dwell in the company of the wise. He who disregards correction rejects his own self, but he who heeds reproof acquires inward understanding. The fear of the Lord yields wise reproof, and before honour can come, meekness is warranted.